Kof Beis Elul, Sunday the 25th of September. Rabbi Yechiel Feiner, Commitment Lishmoa El Havino Vel Hatufilo, Commitments of a Professional Chazan. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Halberstadt, Le'uli Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Menachem, Ben Rav Aaron Yosef HaKohen Halberstadt, on the outside of Alex Halberstadt Zeche Livrocha, a much beloved participant and supporter of Torah Way.
The last few hours in Kehillas Ashkenaz for sure, we all said, "B'moitzoy yom menucha, kitamnucha tchila, hat aznucha mimorim, yoshiv tehila, lishmoya elorino, velatfilo." I saw, mamish, in the last hour, a translation of Rino. From Silverman, from I don't know where he takes it from. Rino is Lishmael Rino, the cry, the tefillah, the tefillah. But it's not the conventional translation of Rino, even though in this particular case it might even make more sense. But if we translate Rino conventionally, Rino means joy, or in this context, joyous singing. The Chayra, there's a confusion here of Ika and Tafel. The Ika is the tefillah, the Chayra. What's the Rino got to do with this? And Zicha, why is it before Lishmael Arino Vela Tfilo? We say Arino V'Yeshua. The logic would have been, well, that's to our understanding, we should first talk about Tfilo, which is the Ikka, and afterwards speak about Rino. Yesterday we learned in the Parsha, after the Tuchecho, Tachas Asher Levanito Es Hashem Elokecho B'Simcho U'Betuv Lev. The joyous singing, the Rino, L'Chayra represents the Simcha. You see that Simcha plays a very central and important and indisposable part in the Hagdama to Tefillah. Omnom the Tefillah is the Ika, but the Rina is a very important background. It's not just a Chassidus Sheinim, if it was, it would also be good. But Lishmoya L'Rina V'La Tefillah, the Rina plays a central part in the Avodas Yomim HaNeroim and in the Tefillahs. V'Hashal came, Mispashit HaMinag yet, for years and years, people take, they employ, they hire chazonim to lead the congregation, to elevate them and to bring them up to the darga of Rina of joy, so they can be mekabel. And that, and the tefillah aspect, that is the job of the chazon. He's the driver. He's got to get to. He's the pilot. He's got to take his kehillah high up into the clouds, be mekashi them, mekabel them to shmei morim. There's a story of a chazan. He once asked the Chofetz Chaim, "What should I be mechaven to when I'm davening as a shliach tzibu? Should I be mechaven? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid, enoi mevadoi, mebashbi mispalel on all the cholim." What do you think the Chofetz Chaim answered him? Chofetz Chaim, very good. You're absolutely right. Chofetz Chaim said, "Hetzer Chaim, gezel is mekatrig bereish." That's what we say on Yom Kippur. Kippur in the tefillah of Neila, the man nechtal meishek yodeinu. That's the most severe and serious crime, which is mekatrig. This kehillah are paying you not because they want a tzaddik. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they want that as well. But they want somebody who knows how to sing. They want a good cantor, good chazan. That's what they're paying you for. They make sure you're not chas v'shalom michshel in Gezel. Make sure that you perform, you get it all right, and you do everything possible to perform the chazonis in the optimum way, the best, put on a good performance. Not a concert, chas v'shalom, but shlech v'olim with you, but you should make sure that you, so you have to do all that you have to do. You have to take maybe your vitamin C, or the old-fashioned thing of a gogu mogog. Remember a gogu mogog was they used to take whiskey and raw eggs, mix them up, and that apparently enhanced the production and the performance of the chazan. I don't know, I've never tried it, but alcohol ponim. That's what...
Alcohol ponim.
Alcohol ponim. They say a story in the shtetl, there was an alter yid who used to walk around the whole of Elul with a scarf around his neck. So ask him, what's the scarf for? You're Bal Tfilah, Bal Musa? He says, no. He says, Bal Shachar? He says, no. So what's the scarf for? He says, I'm the Bal Makra for the Tekiah after Ne'ilah. So, Mekitza, a person has to do all that's possible to make sure, cute story, everyone has to make sure that he performs to the maximum. Ad kedei kach, we'll allow ourselves just to quote in Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph, Shah HaNikias, Midas HaNikias. The Mesilas Yesharim says, there's a lav of ve'el kelicha le'sitim, a person who's working, he's not allowed to put anything into his butt. He can eat while he's working, there's certain halachas, but he's not allowed to be nene from the balabas on his cheshbon. In other words, if he does anything during the work which takes out from his time, he's over on a lav. And the Mesilas Yesharim talks about people who work, secretaries. The secretary works in an office, and she, during the time of which she's supposed to be employed, she's shmoozing, yeshka delavar apparently, and she's talking on the phone, social, to nothing to do with her work. She's over on gezel from her balabais. It's a very serious thing. So there's two answers: either to warn the woman, she should be very careful not to be over on gezel, or a more simpler solution is for the balabais to be meichel her. So I'm not sure if the first one works at all. Al kolponim, what's it nagei to our inyan here? We'll see. There's a halacha in the end of Shin Lamed Zayin, a few halachas. Ein ha-poel l'shay l'asis melocha b'layla u'l'haski atzmoy b'yoyim. A poel cannot do a job, cannot work at night if he's going to work during the day. Why? Because the result of him working at night, staying up late at night, is he will not function properly during the morning. So it's a logical thing. And there's a whole lot of halachas here about the poel. It's muzeh ad kedei kach, that Mi'ikah Adin, the fourth brach of Birchas HaMazon, which is not Deraisa, you say, Apoel, you're working with somebody else, just do the fourth brach another time. Now you're working on your Balabas's Cheshbon, you're not even allowed to say the fourth brach. Lamaisi, we don't pass him like that, because we say the Balabais today, he's not Makpid. And for the amount of time it takes to say the fourth brach, he's not Makpid. But Mi'ikah Adin, a person's not allowed to do anything, even Var Mitzvah, even to fundraising, anything in the time when he's supposed to be employed by his employer. Now, what's all this got to do with chazonis? Maisa shehoya kachoya. A chazon was brought over from Eretz Yisrael to Montreal. He was brought over to be mispalel the musafim. They paid him a very nice price. He davened musafim, Shoshana, Yom Kippur, and they also supplied him with tickets to bring him and his family for the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Another kehila, a neighboring kehila, heard that this chazan is coming over, so they decided, oh, got a good deal, we'll hijack him for Shachris. They contacted him and said, will you daven Shachris by a kehila? So, all right, another few bucks, as they say, you know, favos nisht. So the chazan agreed. He agreed that he would daven Shachris in one kehila, and Musaf, where he was, the people who brought him over, that's where he would daven. When the kehila, Harishonim, the first kehila, heard about this, they were hopping mad. They said, Meichatesa, we're bringing you over to come and daven in our kehila. And Bia Musaf says, we're not masking such a thing. Do they have a right to stop him or not? What do you say?
Share the tickets.
We're not coming out with tickets yet. Well, first of all, let's talk about the wages.
The first
kehila don't have money to bring him over. He's there already.
The event is not affecting his doubling Musaf.
Sorry?
If it's not affecting his doubling, it
won't be a strain on his voice.
Everything they're saying is right. Everything they're saying is right. And the Shachris son Cheshbon the Musaf. The Kehila who took him for Shachris would never have brought him over. He's there already, so they said, Zenene v'zelechosa, machpat lechem, we'll also be nene. They said, no, but people coming and paying money specially to hear, this is Bal Musaf. He says, no, I said you're full anyway, don't worry about it. If you're not full, we'll speak about it. You're full anyway. So lechoyedus, the tiny was a good tiny, Zenene v'zelechosa. Mitzad sheni, as the Talmid Chum said over here, it's going to affect the performance. And that is something we learned over, we saw over here. A person's not allowed to stay up late at night working. It's halachim ferocious. He's not allowed to stay up if the next day his performance will be. The kitzur, when I have these kinds of shadows, I try to ask people who've got yedder knowledge, technical knowledge, and trying to, before I start looking at the Paskim even. And I met somebody who I'm sure you've all heard of, Rabbi Shemaya Helfgott. I asked him, tell me, is this a Shemitzias that a person could daven Shachris and Musaf without any impact from the Shachris on the Musaf? So he said an old person wouldn't work, but if somebody did voice training, Pituach Kol, if he had did voice training, Lechari shouldn't affect him on Rosh Hashanah, because he's not straining his vocal cords, his works, working on his stomach or kopshtim, or anywhere, just not from the voice. So therefore he could daven Shachris and Musaf, Lechari wouldn't be a major strain on him. But Yom Kippur, it's a different story. The person's standing the whole time, and he's fasting, so his Musaf will already be a bissel shvach. He said he doesn't see any problem, providing the person knows what he's doing. But that's the Chiddush Arim, Rabbi Shemaya. There's another there, that is the Chuvas, there's a Chuva which I saw in Chuvas, Chuvas Maharsham, Chelik Beis, Simon Reish, Tes Vov. Chuvas Maharsham asked, Pung Vishale, they asked him, and he paskined like the Talmid Chum over here. He said it's not mistaba that a person could take on Shachris without it affecting the Musaf. And therefore, he's not allowed to do it. Maisa Shehoyo, this Chazan Dinan, Chazan with a Zayin, he took on this job. He wasn't too impressed. He didn't ask not the Marsham, and not anybody here. He took on this job. First day went fine. Hashem, Davin Shachris, Davin Musaf, Kol Tov V'Yofer. Second day, Davin Shachris. Came to Musaf the second day in the Kehillah who brought him over. He started in the middle of Musaf, and then he got through the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz. He came to the end of Malchus, Vayidim Aaron. Mamish, Ein Kol, Ve'Noina, conked out, he could not carry on. No, it's a big problem. So first of all, let's speak about the Erechayim Chelik of this. What's the halacha if a chazan, a bat tefila, a shliach tzibor, has to stop in the middle? Lo'elein, it happens, the person doesn't feel well. There's a Sipurim Yiduim on the Rebbes and Chazonim. Person can't carry on. What do you do?
Someone else
takes over. Well, he takes over. Where does he take over?
Left off.
So there's two halachas which I want to share with you. Two simple halachas. The first halacha is, if somebody's mechabed you to dab and stam, then you're allowed to be misarev, maybe say an Indian of Tzvish, be misarev once, twice, but the third time, you should go to it. When somebody's in this situation, they're mechabed a bal tefillah to daven, in the middle of Shemini Esrei, there shouldn't be any hefsek at all. He says, "Ein misarvin." That's what the halacha. That's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. He's not letting misarv straight away. Yalla, straight to the Amud. He carries on. Where does he carry on from? The halacha is he carries on from the goes back to the beginning of the bracha where the shliach tzibur got stuck. So what happened here? The shliach tzibur got stuck where?
End of Malchus.
He finished Malchus, but he hadn't yet started. Maybe he did start. I don't know if he did or didn't start. But in any case, it's the Baal Tefillah, the replacement, the substitute with the number 12 on his back, he came on and he took over from the Baal Tefillah and he started from Zichreinus. Now, how much was the Malim Machim paid? Nothing. Nobody paid him, nobody offered him anything. He was quite happy to get the job. Couldn't believe his muzzle. He got the brattle, he did Mechabed him, he done Musaf, and that's how he finished it. Now, Shaila is, what happens to the Baal Tefillah? How do we calculate his wages here? He davened Musaf the first day. Second day he didn't daven Musaf, like only half of it. And he was paid to daven everything, but he didn't daven everything. So what's the halacha here? We're going to go in a little bit into the Hilchas Poelim. The halacha is, there's a poel, a sachir poel, means somebody who's a worker, and there's somebody else who's called a kablan. What's the difference between the two? Kablan is somebody I take on a certain job, I'll renovate the whole base of Medrash, and I'll decorate it, and we may agree a certain sum. I'll do it when I want, how I want, not how I want, no, but when I want, and I'll get paid a fixed agreed sum. It doesn't matter how long it takes. If I manage to do it in a day, a month, a year, that's called a kablan. Sachir, a hired person, that's what we call our 9-to-5 job, is a person who works the few to 3 hours, however much they work, that's how they get paid. Now, there's something which falls in between the two chairs, which is a big machlokes apaskim. What happens if somebody, he's working without any specific amount of hours, but he has to complete the job by a certain time? That is the metzias of the job. He has to complete it in a certain time. Let's take, for our example, punkt achazen. A chazen, when he davens musaf, he can't daven musaf on any other day except for Rosh Hashanah in the morning. Maybe an amshinon, but he's got to daven musaf whenever I'm done. That's his time, his time zone. But he's not being paid per hour. If you daven for 3 hours, I'll pay you $3,000. If you pay, it doesn't go like that. Lefech. Some people will pay more if you daven shorter. But he's not. His job is. So the question is: do we categorize? Are we magdir this chazen as a poel? In other words, and we'll see in a minute what the nafkamin is between a poel. Or is this chazen a kablan? It's a kablan. He's got to get the job done. He's got to get the two musafim davened on 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Is he a kablan or a thing? And that's a big machlokes sapaskim, and we'll come to it in a minute. What's the nafkamina if he's a poel or if he's a kablan? The halacha is a poel, or it's a yodai al ha'elyoino. What does that mean? That if a poel wants to, it says in the pasuk, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim him, avodim li avodim lo avodim la avodim. A person is prohibited, look, al kaponim midrabbonon, some rishonim even say it's deraisa, to become an eved, unless he's an oni that he has to sell himself, but stumped to sell himself from because he wants to have a bit more money or whatever. He's not allowed to take on the status of eved ivri. It's an issa. So anything to do with a poel, we want to make sure he's got so many similarities between this and Eved Ivri. So Chazal went out of the way to make sure that he's not an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can't, once he's hired, he can't just back out of it. He's on a contract. He's finished. He can't. So a poel, Chazal, on the second, a poel can be chayzebay even b'emtza yoyim. Started work in the middle. He was arranged from 9 to 5. 1 o'clock, he says, I want to go home. The balabas can't stop him unless he's goyim him a nezek. But the reason why he can't stop if he's goyim him a nezek, or if it's a dava avo, or if there's no replacement, that's not because of the din of poel, it's the din of garmiz. He's goyim him a mazik. It's a balabais. Or by yisoda dvarim, a poel can stop in the middle. There's other nafkaminas, a kabran can't stop in the middle. There's other nafkaminas, there's no issa, there's an issa of oinor on a kablan. A kablan, he takes something for a set job. He takes more than the market price. There's an issa of oinor, and he has to give it back. A soicha, he says, I'm willing to work, but I want twice what the regular going rate is. You don't employ me. A soicha can do that. There's no issa of halona schar with a kablan. If you pay late, you're not allowed to pay late. There's leivenim shalom roshe. But if you take on a poel, you have to pay him biyomit to mscharei. There's no messing around. You have to pay him. There's a lot of nafkiminas. Now the Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case. What happened in the middle of the day? Let's say he was soicha him for 8 dinar a day. The poel is going to work for 8 hours, 8 dinar a day, an hour, like a dinar an hour. After 4 hours, the poel says, I can't work anymore, I'm stopping to work. And they were able to find replacement workers. But the replacement workers cost more money. He had to pay, the balabas had to pay 5 dinar instead of 4 dinar for the second half of the day. That comes out the total, how much the balabas paid, is going to pay 4 to the worker. And 5 is going to pay 9. So should he take off the 1 from the poel? The halacha is you don't take it off from the poel. That's his right, as he's got the right to be chayz in the middle of the day. That is halacha which everyone's maskim. That's with the poel, not with a kablan. A kablan, yodei la tachtoino, you'll have to pay the difference, how much is missing. So the machlokes are paskim here, what happens if the poel had some good mazel, the going rate was 8 dinar for a day, at the beginning of the day, came in the middle of the day after he worked 4 hours, and the last 4 hours, you can find poel in for half a day for 3 dinar a day. So how much does the balabas have to pay to the second worker? 3 dinar. So the halacha is, according to the sma b'shem hator, that the first worker will get 5 dinar. It's a very big chiddush, because he only worked half a day. So the sma, why that they learn from Eved Ivri of Giro and Kesef. The Cheshbon, the Tzitzis got a Cheshbon of Giro and Kesef. He'll get 5 dinar a day. That's according to sma. And the shach says, like you say, why? Bechetesa. He worked half a day. Why should he get more? The Shach was mechavim to your svar as well. We understand the difficulty in the svar. Why should he get more than what he did? So the shayla is, are you mechashiv with a poel? How much he still has to do or not. That's the shot. So the chiddush is very big chiddush, but that's the small paskin zalocha and the ktsais paskin zalocha, like the Torah. The mashmois is the remois chelik on it, but that's the mashmois that if a person worked half a day and the remaining part of the day the balabas is able to find cheaper labor to do the same job, then the person who's nehne from it is not the balabas, the first worker. The shachis isn't masking with you, but you'll see enough gemina. We won't forget about your opinion. So that is the mice of the two shittas. How are we chashiv the same? Now, all this is negeh very much to us here. How much did the chazan do? If the chazan is a kablan, we've got no sveikas here. He worked half a day. He worked half. He did the tefillah, did the first day tefillah. Second one he did to Malchus. So we'll make a cheshbon be'erich. We'll make an exact cheshbon. I'll tell you why later if we have time. But we'll make a be'erich a cheshbon, and that's what he's going to get. Now, what happens though if the chazan was paid everything up front? The chazan will say, "I'm not giving you back any money. Why? Kimli kashitas ha'sma b'shematu." That I have to you have to pay me everything minus what the replacement chazan cost. How much did the replacement chazan cost?
Nothing.
Garnished. So therefore, you're going to come out of a ridiculous situation, L'chayra. It seems very grossly unfair, I must give, that the chazan, even though he only did...
Different
chazan, but he didn't get the same value. He did the same quality, but that's not the point. The job was done. You're right. I agree with you. If the replacement chazan was as good as the first one, you probably wouldn't have brought the first one over. Mustama. Yeah. No, people like more... style to bring in and import a foreign product. But no, I agree with you. The story is the das is later that meicha taste of the first one. L'chari is then a bat, the halacha is wolf with chishin nishpot. Ha'amitzi mechaveh olav araya. And he can always tell him, Kimli, I hold two things. I hold, first of all, that my status is, I'm not a kablan. I'm working l'fi the shittas who hold that chazan has got a din of pale what per pale why, because my status was nikba. It's true I wasn't working a few hours, but I had to perform this job in a certain time frame. It had to be after Kriyas HaTorah and before Mincha. These were my 4 hours slotted, and I had to fit in. So according to some of the poskim, I've got a din of pale. If I've got a din of pale, yodi al ha'elyona. If yodi al ha'elyona, then I can also tie in. I want to get my full wages minus what it costs you to replace. What did it cost you to replace? Nothing. It's going to come out according to that. The chazan will get his full whack. He got paid the full salary, even though he didn't give full performance.
So every chazan could just decide, I'm not davening tomorrow. I'll send somebody else, which will cost him less or cost him nothing.
Every chazan should decide that. Okay, I agree with you. Therefore, l'fi ha'shita zeh. Therefore, first of all, Eitzot Tov is all gaboim. Do not pay your bali tefillah. Do not pay your shliach tzibur till after he's done the job. Because otherwise, you're right. He's in a matzav. You've got to be honest. The thing is over here. Well, it's not much like
you're paying the chazan actually only for the expenses. You're not allowed to.
No, there's two things. That's not true. We'll come to that in a minute. Well, if we have time, we'll come to that. That's not meduyak. You probably mean the shittas, the ritva, and Rabbein Yechiel. Let me see. That's probably what you mean. But I'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute because we've got Schar Shams Pavlov. But we'll come. We'll try and fit in everything in a short amount of time. I'm also here as a pearl here, and I'm working the feet hours. Come to in a minute. So where were we up to? So about Tfila, he's. What did you tell me? That he's. He'll just quit half day. It's a good charity. Why doesn't he quit? So halacha is, we said, that even a pale who's got a din of pale, if he's gerim a mazik and he didn't garmi, he's got a din of mazik, and then he will have to pay. So it could be, even though there was no nezike because he found somebody else, so you can tell that somebody else said it's not the same quality, so maybe there's a bit sad to be thinking. But here, lichaira, in order to be chayef, the garmi, you have to be, one of the times has to be that he's a mazik, not ba'onis. Here, I'm musufik about it, because it was tchilosi b'pshia, that he took on the shachris by the other kehila, v'sofer ba'onis. The shali is, if you're going to say dini de garmi, in tchilo b'pshia v'sofer ba'onis. I haven't seen it brought in the poskim one way or another, but the story is that you can't, garmi, katish, you were a mazik. So if you decide, in the middle of the day, I'm not going to daven tomorrow, and you can stop doing it just because you're trying to make a fast buck, That's not going to work. And he asked another shayla about Schar Shabbos. So according to Rav Rishonim, with a Dva Mitzvah, there's no din of Schar Shabbos. What's Schar Shabbos? For personal mashal, people want to take a waiter, a Jewish waiter for Shabbos. Yeah. So what's the Eitzah? He starts working before Shabbos, like setting the tables or something, and then we say, Schar Shabbos Bavla, you pay everything. So with a Pu'ula, which is definitely something which is Schirus, not a Dva Mitzvah, so everyone says you have to come on to Schar Shabbos Bavla. You have to do a Pu'ula before Shabbos, and then everything is Nichl Bifnim. But, according to the Ritva, Rabbi Yechiel, they said even a Dva Mitzvah is a Shaila. That's why the meaning is, Takef, I don't know if you've noticed, that the Baal, in a lot of places, the Baal Slichas, the first Slichas, goes to the Baal Musaf. Mm-hmm. Why? So it can be Bavlo, you pay him for his first Slichas, and in that, you're Mavlia, the other tefillahs of thing. It doesn't always work, especially this guy here didn't come so much in advance. So then some people say give him a mincha before. There was a machlech of Eliyashiv and Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman held that you've got to give a proper, not legabe batula, legabe mincha. You can't just have the waiter putting three plates on the table. He's got to work properly before. Reb Eliyashiv said, even if he does a mashu, b'shebe mashu, it's also enough to work for his chashavas b'avlo. Al-Koponim, according to what you're saying here, even if there is a shabbos, according to the shittas, the Ritva and Rabbi Yechiel, that there's this Bidva Mitzvah also in Inutz Chashabbos. So the Mashmos of the Be'alocha is, you shouldn't make an exact Cheshbon, because otherwise it's like too much, it looks like Mischa on Shabbos. So you shouldn't make an exact Cheshbon. When you start counting Malchus, how many words here, and things, you wouldn't make an exact Cheshbon. Al-Kopadim, the Eitzah is, not to pay the Batvila before. Now what about, somebody mentioned here about the travel expenses. L'Chera, even if he already paid the travel expenses, he won't be able to say Kimeli on that. Why? I bought this person over, paid all the expenses to bring him over. He's a nene, but actually he has to pay me for the tickets. Why am I, I'm a vata on the payment for the tickets in exchange for him being mekayim tanai? He has to fulfill his tanai. What's the tanai? He has to daven musafim. He didn't daven the musafim. Even if he'd be an oinus, it'd be a tzad that he would have to pay. So loch era, you could mon back at least part of the expenses, maybe it would be proportional to how much he davened, but there's a very strong sfara that he would be able to get back his expenses. You asked about the second killer paying for it. The second killer were Zeichem and Ahefka. But you have to understand that if a person is in this Baal Tefillah, if he would want to do the Moshel, he decides he's going to go into a property investment and he makes some money, that's for sure the Kehillah can't stop him doing that. Why? Because then another lechos has nothing to do with you. Anything which affects the performance, that already goes into the geder of Lechera, into the geder of Peshea and Mazik, and therefore there'll be grounds to reduce it from the thing. But once he's paid him already the money, so then the Yoda, the Chazan will be in a very strong position, because he's going to say, Kimli, Kashitas, that I'm a Poel, Yoda, 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 you have to pay me a thing, and then he won't have to pay. Just be Messiah with 2 minutes, huh? Yom Kippur, he didn't have the chakras in that place there. He backed down. The Masham, it's interesting, the Masham, his tshuva is there, is that he backed down from Yom Kippur, from Shacharis, and the second healer would tevei him. They said, you're backing down. That's how the Masham did it. It's a very interesting Masham. Just a quote of what, Mash to the Mekashi with the Torah away. I don't know if it ever bothered you, me it bothered. You see sometimes at the end of davening, Tekiat Shofar, Achas Shealti, Meis Hashem, Shifti Beveis Hashem, and 5 minutes later, the person who said Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemecha is in the car on the way to work. What happened? Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemecha, it's a statement, a very, very important statement. He wants to stay Beveis Hashem Kol Yemecha. And the second question is Ulevaker Beicholay. There's a steer. Levaker Bikur is a word to visit. When you visit, it's on a very short term. So Mele, if the Levaker fits the person who's on his way to work straight away. But what's the Shifti Beveis Hashem? What is the person saying? What's his statement? What does he mean? So the Ibn Ezra learns the Levake. It's interesting. He says Ibn Ezra translates Levake from the word Bikorit, like criticism. Persons should make self-inspection, see where it's holding. That's the thing. And what's the Pshat Shifti Beveis Hashem? If he's Kolim Echai, so who's stopping you? But the Matzias is sometimes a person has to take care of his Chiyuvim. He's got Chiyuvim Ksuba. Got to take care of the mezainis of his family, and the mitzvah is he has to leave and Baruch Hashem, there's this shiur to start the day. people at least to the kaver lefachot hafana. Some people say a lot longer, Baruch Hashem. But how do you take this in context of shifting beveis Hashem? The pasuk says l'chu vanim shimuli. Be'etzem, the pasuk could have said not l'chu vanim, should have said bo vanim. What's put l'chu vanim? The pasuk is telling you l'chu, go out. When you go into the world, you have to take with you all your kinyonim of ruchnius which you had from coming to daven, coming to the shurim. L'chu vanim shimuli. That's the vault. And then sometimes when people come to davening with Mesiras Nefesh, come to Slichas with Mesiras Nefesh, and to Shurim, they feel a certain, I'm a good guy, I did a nice thing. And it's right, you are a good guy, you did good things. But Lamaise, we say when we come to the Beis HaMedrash, Va'ani beroiv chazdecho over Beis HaMedrash. It's not my chesed, it's Rebbein Shalom's chesed. And that's what I have to understand. A person goes, comes into a shir like this, into a kvias like this, and he understands what a gewaltke chesed this is, the Rebbein Shalom, they gave him this opportunity that he can be kaver itim, then he can take that with him, that kinyon, that's malavim the whole way, and all his avodah becomes arai, and even if time-wise it's not arai, but the ikka is, from the time he put in, the ruchnis which came in, that's malavim all day, that gives him a springboard to the whole day should be turning, even if he's misasik in the Olam HaMaisa, Obel HaMaisa, his Olam HaMaisa is built on Shivti Beveis Hashem. Yeah,